It's a role that the Diocese of Truro have had for several years, and the point is to try and support churches and encourage churches to do more in their local communities across a whole area of need. This might be about using their church halls for community projects, so it's advice on funding and grants, setting up constitutions for bodies. I try to promote good environmental practice as part of the work as well. Poverty is one of the issues that comes particularly under this post.
Poverty and homelessness as well is one of the briefs covered. Tell us about those issues in Cornwall.
Well, Cornwall has a lot of hidden poverty. Statistics-wise, it doesn't always show up. There are figures called the indices of multiple deprivation. If you apply those to Cornwall, it doesn't look as though it's a place that's struggling. But that's because the indices of deprivation are skewed in a way towards urban situations. But we have to remember that Cornwall is still the only bit of England that's receiving grants from the European Union. So that's a reminder of the problems that people are facing, particularly in terms of low wages and of high house prices. And those are some of the reasons that there is a lot of homelessness in Cornwall. According to official figures, Cornwall is the second highest county with homeless figures after London.
I wonder if you could tell people, in your experience from talking with those who are homeless or sleeping rough, what impact it has, not just physically, but psychologically with the people you've come into contact with.
Well, homelessness is very often tied up with addiction problems and also with mental health problems. And sometimes it's very difficult to work out whether the homelessness came before the mental health issues or the mental health issues were cause of people being homeless. Obviously, if you have mental health issues, you find it difficult to relate to people. And if you're living in a house with people and relationships are breaking down, then what often happens is someone is asked to leave or is thrown out. So mental health can sometimes be the reason why people end up sleeping rough. But on the other hand, if you think it's a lovely sunny morning today, but it was pretty cold last night, if you'd had to spend last night out under a bit of plastic, maybe if you're lucky in a tent, eventually doing that day after day, walking around the town, very often receiving verbal abuse and looks from people, that's going to get you down. And so mental health, I think, I'm sure, gets worse because you're homeless, you haven't got a home.